The theme of our service this morning is surprising joy. And joy was one of the words that the shepherds used when what the angels used when they spoke to the shepherds. Can you remember what it was the angel told the shepherds would cause great joy for everyone? It was a savior being born. That was the cause of great joy according to the angels. And after the angels had left, the shepherds went to look for the baby Jesus until they found him. And having met Jesus, the shepherds then rushed around telling everyone all that had happened and sharing the good news of great joy that the Savior had come. So what was the good news and why was the joy they discovered surprising? Well, I want to show you some of the things that I think help us to be surprised at Christmas. Around the Christmas tree here, we've got five boxes and they're all wrapped up. But the paper's a bit old and tired because this is a gift that has been giving for a long time. So let me start with the first box. Love opening boxes. One of the boxes I opened today had Wellington boots in it. My first new pair of Wellington boots since 1969. I'm hoping to see if it'll last for another 50 years. So here's box number one, and I'll open it up. Something surprising about Christmas. Oh, what's in here? Now, Audrey, you can tell me who this baby is.
Oh, this is Peppy. This is Danny's baby doll that she has graciously given to us for the service.
But here's something that was really surprising, and we find it in the first box, is that when God chose to come and visit us on earth, he chose to come as a helpless baby. And he was given the name Jesus because the reason the baby had come was to save us. And that's what the name Jesus means. But what a surprise that the God who made the heavens and the earth, when he came to see us, didn't kind of overwhelm us, but he came as a helpless little baby, a baby who cried, a baby who relied entirely on his mummy, or in this case, relied entirely on Danny to look after this little baby for food and shelter and care, just as we had to when we were babies. How surprising is that? What good news that God comes down to our level, to become just like us, to tell us all about himself. Well, that gives me joy today, and maybe we could prop that there because there's a second parcel. And this one's in blue paper, and it's got a sign on it, North Pole and Santa's Workshop, and goodness me. Well, let's see what's in this second box. And I'll get my beautiful assistant to hold it. Hold it up. Yes, it's the magazine you all get. It's the magazine that keeps on giving. It is Hello Magazine. Now, isn't it interesting that when God sent his son into the world, he didn't choose someone famous or special, someone who was always being asked for photo shoots. He chose an ordinary young teenage girl called Mary to be his mother. And Joseph, a carpenter, to bring him up as his father. Ordinary people were chosen by God to be part of his plans. Isn't it good news that God is not just interested in people who appear in Hello Magazine like Audrey and other celebrities, but he's interested in all of us, any of us? That's reason for good news. Let's prop that up. And there's more. But this time, I'm really not sure I want you to take out the contents here, Audrey, because we'll be in trouble with Susan if we open this box and take it all out. But I'll get you to hold it up in a second. Because here in the third box, the third surprising thing, can you see what it is? So you just hold it in the box. And it's straw. And the straw reminds us that the third surprising thing, oh, nearly big trouble there, is that when Jesus came to be born as a baby, he was born in a place where the animals were, because it says that they laid him in a manger, which is the feeding trough for animals. That's not what you expect. In fact, the wise men, and you may think the wise men came from the east, but there are some wise men who come from Glasgow, but the wise men who came from the east, they thought, if I'm looking for a king, I'll go to a palace. And so they went to Herod's palace. Where is the king who was born king? Not here. And to their surprise, the star led them to the most unlikely place. Because you see, the baby who was born as the son of Mary to ordinary people, was born in a place where there was very little, to say that the good news is not just for rich people and successful people, as well as for, he's for people who have really very little at all. And he's good news for them as well. We have a fourth box. You prop that up somewhere here. I wonder how you'd have felt if you'd opened your Christmas presents today and got a box full of straw. Probably like I felt when I was given a picture of a field of Brussels sprouts. So here in the fourth one, do you want to come and take that out, Audrey, and hold up this? What is it? It's a sheep. And here's the thing. When the baby was born, they didn't go to the BBC News and have a special news release. They went and told ordinary shepherds, not important people. In fact, shepherds were kind of looked down because they smelt a bit, and they were never able to get to church because somehow the beadle would never allow the sheep to come into the aisles in case they made a mess. So they had to stay out in the fields at night. And yet to them, the angel said, this is good news of great joy. Well, that seems to me a reason for joy today. And then we've got our last gift here. Here's our laugh gift, all wrapped up with an elastic band and sellotape and string. Now, here's a strange thing. Clothes for a baby when they're a wee bit older. Oh, and rattles. Yeah. Oh, and a lovely, lovely, I don't think this was me that made this, a lovely matinee jacket just for a new baby. And you can imagine Mum saying, what lovely gifts to give to our new baby. And they will have them when they're of a suitable age. And yet, in our Bible story, when people came, the gifts they brought weren't a matinee jacket or a rattle or a baby grow. They were gold and frankincense and myrrh. What strange gifts. You can imagine the kind of thing some of you probably said at Christmas. I had an aunt when I was a wee boy who somehow thought I was still six when I was 17 and would give me a kind of Beano annual for my Christmas. And I would all say, oh, thank you, Auntie. It's just what I always wanted. And I can imagine Mary saying, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Thank you very much. That's just what I wanted. But then as she thought about it, she realized that the gold was describing that Jesus would one day be a king, and that the frankincense would be that he would bring people to God, and the myrrh was that he would do that by not only living for them, but dying for them. So what an extraordinary thing that the joy that lasts all the time, the surprising joy of God, is that God came to earth as a human. He didn't choose someone famous or special to be his parents. He was born in a place where the animals are kept. He chose to tell his amazing news to ordinary shepherds, and the gifts that he gave were quite unusual. But you know, there's one last surprising gift I want to talk about, that God came to earth in Jesus because he loves us. He came to sort out the mess we've all made when we're selfish and greedy and cruel and hurt people. And he came to invite us to become what we were meant to be, children of God, knowing God as our Heavenly Father. He came to be our Savior. And the reason why this is good news, this Christmas, how many Christmases you've had, this Christmas is good news, is that today, whatever else you're doing today, whoever else you're doing it with, however much you'll eat and drink and all the rest of it, Jesus offers us a new start, a lasting friendship. The past can be forgotten, the future is guaranteed, and that seems to me to be good news of great joy for all the people. I always try and give you my Christmas gift, which is to say that a 45-minute service will last less than 40-minute service will last less than 40 minutes. And I'm doing the same again, unless you sing very slowly. But David won't let you do that.